Pro's Doc Champion here at the Lucas Oil Auto Sport Nationals. From retirement to winner circle. You weren't even going to be here a couple months ago, and now it changed, Bo Bundner.
Yeah, Lord bless us. It's amazing. Still the same car, same team. Got a few new guys, but the old guys. So everybody showed out this week. But here's what happened. We were really struggling qualifying. We were all struggling with this racetrack. But somebody made a decision, and Safety Safari guys, the guys upstairs, made this a great track. I mean, it was my car was great in both lanes. So hats off to those guys. I mean, they did their job. So we had a good race.
Absolutely. 652 to 211 miles an hour in the final round was very stout.
Yeah, and it was I had lane choice, and they were kind of all questioning why I took the right lane. I don't know that there's a favorite, but we just felt good in that lane, and the car was been a very good top sportsman car today. It was very deadly.
Could have dialed that at a 50. You had low ET at 650.
Yeah, that was a good hit this morning. Again, the track's better, so my car would just like both lanes, and like I said, we're just blessed. I'm glad to be back.
And a lot of us are glad you are back. Any questions for Bo?
Hey, going to that round with Erica, obviously you didn't have the great run the round before that, knowing what you were going to have to do there. When you let the clutch out and, you know, not the best light you had today, did you feel confident you were going to get there first?
I didn't struggle hitting the trees. I moved like 6th out for all 4 rounds, but it needed to pick up 200s. So I was happy where I was hitting the tree. But no, I mean, she makes good runs. She's a great driver. She missed the tree. So just when it's your time, but I definitely felt like we had the best car all 4 rounds today.
Now, you said she missed the tree. Could that possibly have been in the clutch? Because she's usually pretty consistent on the tree. Maybe they just missed the clutch setup or something?
No, I think she made a decent run, but it's just when you miss it, you miss it, and I guarantee she knew it. But she's a great driver, just like it's like Jason and everybody we run today. But it's this is the most competitive stuff. That's one reason why I came back.
And you're also going to run that factory showdown car.
Yeah, excited for that. And it's probably going to be just as bad as this in a few years. But looking forward to that. And I've got to thank Chevrolet. Our Chevy Camaro was amazing. They stuck right by me. They even stick by me driving the Ford in the shootout races. So that's pretty cool. But I lost my brother 2 weeks ago. And I contemplated, should I even be out west? And I talked to his family. And this win's for them and my family there. And it's tough. I still feel like he's just on vacation. But he's with us today. And he's up there with my father. So it's been great. And I think Speed Dog. Didn't get him on the car. I know he's mad at me, but I love Speed Dog and Summit Racing, and of course our Jim Bundner Auto Group. They make all this possible.
Absolutely. Any more questions for Bo?
Why did you decide to? Just so we can get a quote on you. Why did you decide to unretire?
Actually, my mother made that decision. Actually, almost for me because I was ready to go. I'm getting ready to have a grandkid in April and wanting to be around home more and. Pomona at the finals, she looked at me, and she loves the fans. She's one that runs and yells at me if I don't come out there. And she's like, you know, I think we need to keep doing this. This is pretty good. So she just turned 82 February 5th and wants to come to some races, which is amazing. But that and my son being able to run our dealership, that was big for us. And so we're going to try it again.
Mother knows best.
Yes, yes.
Mother definitely knows best. Any more questions for Bo?
Yeah, but last year you won this race, and then you went on, and it took you a whole long time to get your next win. It came at the Fall Vegas race. Any concern about that this year?
Let's see. Last year when I turned off, I'm like, yes, because you always want your first win, and earlier the better, because now you know I got to win in 2019. But then as I turned off last year, I'm like, this would be horrible if it's the only race I won, the first one. The rest of them are kind of a waste. And it actually fell that way. I mean, we didn't have a bad car. We just didn't have the luck. And I do not feel this way at all. I feel like we have a great car and a great team and very excited to keep going.
So look out down the road for Bo Bundner.
Yes, we're going to try to win them all. That's our goal. But the KB team's just as strong as ever, and we'll get better.
Dave Conley coming on board during the offseason make a huge difference for you guys?
I think Dave's you have a lot of smart guys together, and they talk together and they communicate together. But Daryl Herron's my crew chief. Rob Downing, he stepped up today. Still the same old guys, but Dave definitely did not hurt. And then I have Jeff, was Tanner's kind of clutch man. He came with me this year, and I have a new guy, Kurt George. So we do have a few new guys that's we're getting balanced out. But I'm excited, and I think we're having a great year.
And you like the 18 race series?
love the 18 race series. We could change a few of them up that they took out, but maybe they'll do that the following year. But as of now, I plan on doing this as long as I'm capable and competitive.
Very good. Any more questions for Bo?
We're going to remember that.
Okay. Well, Force is still driving. He's going to be 70. You going to go that long?
I might have a couple years left. We'll see, but it might mean something slower.
Any more questions for Bo? Lucas Oil Products Winter Nationals champion, Bo Bunter. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, you better. Thank you.
Thanks, Bo.
Hey, guys.
You're right. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
All right.